ancient mummies, which had been stored in a Dublin church crypt, are feared to have suffered irreparable damage during an alleged arson attack. A tour guide alerted Dublin Fire Brigade to the blaze at St Michael's Church. However, the water that had to be used by the firefighters is likely to have damaged the remains. Staff from the National Museum are due to carry out an inspection today. Joining us on the line is the Church of Ireland Archbishop of Dublin, Dr Michael Jackson. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning. Before we talk about the damage, will you tell us a little about the mummies? How old are they?
Well, thank you very much indeed. The mummies are very much part of our continuing history at the heart of the old city of Dublin. They've been there since the Middle Ages. One of them is felt to be the remains of a crusader, the other perhaps of a nun, and then there would be one or two others. So they've been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. It's the particular climate conditions, it's very dry in there, that has enabled them to be preserved. And as I'm sure you know, countless children in their day across Dublin and Ireland would have been to see the mummies, but also visitors from across the world. So they have been very much part of what it is to come and see Dublin, and very much part of the weave of Dublin life.
What can you tell us then about the damage?
Well, what I can say is that I understand yesterday afternoon somebody broke into the crypt, started a fire, and then the fire brigade had to be called. And I suppose the combination of the fire and water have done significant damage to the mummies that were. I don't honestly know exactly what the extent of that is, but my fear, like that of others, is that the damage is irreparable.
Which must be very, very upsetting, really, for those who work in the church.
Well, it is. It's upsetting for a wide range of people. I mean, the church still, as it were, is open for worship. And the parishioners, although few in number, are nonetheless very devoted to the church. There are those who are tour guides in that area. And for them, it was very traumatic. For me, it's traumatic because it's very much part of a gift that one of the churches in this diocese, a church dating from the 11th century, can offer as part of history to people who come and visit. But the other thing I'd say is there's a deeper thing, and that's maybe a strong word, desecration, because these are the mortal remains of people who once lived and were buried in that crypt.
Was the church itself damaged in any way?
It seems not. The crypt is obviously underneath the church, so the potential for damage would have been strong. But the rapid work of the fire brigade, following on their being alerted, has meant that the church has not been damaged.
The mummies are due to be examined by staff from the National Museum, I gather. How hopeful are you that they'll be able to say to you, listen, they're not beyond repair?
Well, I suppose it's six of one and half a dozen of the other, because when I went to visit St Michael's yesterday evening, it was a crime scene, and forensics from the Gardaí were there doing the work that they do. So I haven't an up-to-date understanding of what the story is. The combination of fire and water would not, as it were, breed confidence, because, you know, you're talking about damage that's significant, not least because of what I said earlier, that it's a very dry climate, and that has been really invaded by the way in which somebody entered and set it alight, and then others had to come in to put out the fire.
Dr. Michael Jackson, Church of Ireland Archbishop of Dublin, thank you for talking to us this morning.